I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Troubles surround each ministry partner in today's broadcast, but the hope of Christ is shining through each headline. We'll uncover the role that God wants you to play as He rescues and redeems in Cameroon, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Let's get started. Regional violence in Cameroon has stretched on for 18 months, and the United Nations is saying, enough. UN Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein recently demanded that Cameroon launch an independent investigation on human rights abuses by state forces. Basically, English speakers in Western Cameroon are vying for autonomy since they feel underrepresented by the government. But French-speaking state forces are responding with random shootings and burning homes. We spoke with Effie Tembon, the executive director of the Cameroon Association for Bible Translation and Literacy, a partner of Wycliffe Associates.
In the area, we have 38 language projects where we're doing translation or helping communities in the area of scripture impact. All of them have been affected right now. And more than 400 translation personnel in these communities are affected, many of them displaced, many hiding in the bushes. And in some communities, translation has stopped.
CAPTEL doesn't know where all of the translators are right now because they fled regional attacks. The ministry is trying to house Bible translators and personnel who have to be relocated.
It is a very big cost because taking care of them, providing food, providing basic necessities, especially to those who are displaced, makes it really difficult for us as an organization.
Right now, Tembon says they need your prayers for the soul of Cameroon.
Praying for the church in Cameroon that we will be able to come back to the Lord and cry out to Him.
In terms of persecution, Indonesia's been a little less hostile to non-Muslim faiths, at least until this year. FMI's Bruce Allen says Christians in Indonesia have been experiencing increasing pressures from society.
The attacks this year were the most severe against churches in Indonesia, which is the world's most populous Muslim majority country, in nearly two decades. So even the government is recognizing the increased threat to Christians and saying, we want to protect these citizens.
So the government is providing security at some churches, but the situation is still cause for concern for FMI's upcoming conferences in the country.
Ask God to give those church leaders wisdom and compassion in leading their congregations. And then also pray for the two FMI conferences coming up in August for the church planters on the island of Java and Kalimantan, especially in light of the security concerns. But that those security concerns would be such a background to what's being discussed that really the content of the apologetics and how to engage our communities would really be at the forefront.
And fires continue breaking out and destroying homes in the Philippines. World Mission's Greg Kelly tells us why this is happening.
There's a real movement to the urban centers. And so people are coming into the cities because they feel like that's their opportunity. And so what happens is that when they get into the cities, they end up in these slum areas that are just kind of very unsafe conditions. When a fire breaks out, as someone's cooking something and one of these wood shacks catches on fire, it literally just takes all of them out in that area.
Kelly says things won't change once people return home, unless they take a different approach to the problem.
It's not a matter of their physical sort of lifestyle changing. The issue for the Christian community is that we need to share the gospel with them. Because when the gospel brings transformation on the inside of a man, it changes their outside condition. And so now the standards that they abide by, they're going to be looking for situations where they can improve the lifestyle of their children, and local churches begin to plant, and community then takes over.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations. It's a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are in Christ. Start your journey by clicking on the banner ad at the top of the page at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.